Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey Heath.
Hey Vuki.
Nice to have you back.
Good to be here. Woo. How y'all doing?
Good.
This is, I think you're like your second time in this room.
No, it's not.
Or third? No,
you're
no,
crazy.
Like recording. Yeah, no.
No.
Y'all have done some like basically unfiltered episodes.
And no, yeah, but not but this room though. Because we do a lot of virtual.
We've done bonuses, right. We've done lives.
It legitimately.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Might be the fourth time.
I'm like, no, it's three.
It's four. No, four's good. All right, well, welcome back. We're so glad to have you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, y'all.
Where'd y'all just come from today?
We've had a long day.
Oh my gosh.
Today we did like a bungee class. Okay. All right. So you know the classes that you see on TikTok where the white ladies are all doing it.
Yes.
And the comments are just like, white woman will do anything but work out.
Right. It feels like 0 calories burned throughout this entire session. So you're like,
no.
It's like jazzercise, but you're on basically
it's
these
like the
bungees.
Baby jumper.
Right, exactly. And you kind of like run forward.
Yes.
And
okay, so we did it because we wanted to test it out. Exhausting.
Bro, oh, it I'm was.
Beat. Yeah.
Fun?
It was interesting. It was a little uncomfortable.
I wouldn't say fun. I would say an experience.
Yeah.
For sure. Because it's more of a workout than fun.
Did they have good music?
We were filming, so we didn't really have any music.
We did put on Get Low, though.
Windows to the Walls.
And we were swanging.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But that little diaper they're wearing is not comfortable.
Tough on, like, because due to men
Damn,
parts.
We did not look like that, Zane.
Damn. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, they've been doing it for a long time.
There is some skill involved, for sure. Like, hey.
Oh, God. I feel like that would like make me like, bleh, like
yes.
You'd be like puking up your protein shake
We had a massive headache after because all the blood rushing through your head as you're swinging and you're twirling.
I'd be so worried I would like jump off rock and my head would just hit the floor.
There's a like, few moments boom. Where like you go too low and you're like, oh shit. So you really have to like get the move right.
Oh, also, so if you like bounce and then lay out, like you won't smack the ground, but we were getting like the steps confused on what we were doing and we're forgetting to do like our squat first.
Oh.
And we were just jumping straight to our knees.
Oh,
yeah, no, yeah.
Like, we were like, forgot to do the squat first. Like you could.
But it is a workout.
Okay.
Yeah. Like you are breaking a sweat.
We were dripping.
We were pretty exhausted after. So
nice.
Yes, I do.
Did you have to go far for it? Like, I feel like this is like a rare.
No,
it was like right in Encino.
Yeah.
Oh. Encino, Tarzana area.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I would do that. You know what other fitness class though that I think looks so silly that I'm like, but that looks good.
The exercise ball.
I feel like it's always like in retirement homes.
Oh,
but yeah, they have the
button.
Drums and they're just like, they have like a yoga ball, like a big inflatable yoga ball on top of like a plastic bucket.
Okay.
And then you just sit there with drumsticks and you're just going like boom, boom, boom. Like you hit the top, you hit the sides.
But you're hitting the basket or you're hitting the exercise ball?
I think you're hitting the exercise ball. And I don't really...
It's for elderly people, just for mobility?
Yes, I think so. A little bit of coordination. Like, it's very for, like, limited... Yeah, yes, that's what it is.
That's
okay,
it.
Blue Man Group. What?
It's silly, but it looks a little fun. I feel like I could keep up with that.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I just had a good sense of, like...
Rhythm?
Little people who can just, like... Like, that kombucha did a number on me.
Hey.
That kombucha did a number on me.
Wait, what's that?
The kombucha guy? He's this dude, I think his name's like Jim Jeffries or something. He's like a musician, but on TikTok, he's been just like, his roommate will just film him in his apartment, and he's just like, that kombucha did a number on me.
Like a one, like a two, like a three.
Oh,
that
fuck.
That kombucha did a number on me. That kombucha did a number on me.
Oh, he sounds
that
good.
That kombucha did a number on me. Like a one, like a two, like a three.
I could do that.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's Zane every time he gets drunk.
Yeah, that's I could do that. That's like, that's easy. I mean, I think when I'm older, like when I'm hitting my like 50s, I think I'm gonna start putting out like my phone up and just start. Because it's funnier to see older people do stuff, right? Yeah. It's so funny when the kids are filming their parents and they're doing something. It's very basic, but it's just funnier because they're older. I think that's where I'm really going to shine.
Absolutely.
When I'm older.
You can.
So
you
I'm
will.
Actually kind of excited for my future. I'm actually excited to be older. I think it'll be fun for me. It'll be this like new wave of like content creating.
Okay. You creativity know? Coming
no,
out.
No, because you got to keep going.
Yeah. You can't stop.
Yeah. I'm never retired. And I'll never retire. I'm gonna keep going.
You got that hustle in you.
Oh yeah.
And I'll keep going.
I refuse to quit and I refuse to be bald. The two times that I will not stop.
You never catch Zane either of those two.
If you see me bald, that means I've lost my mind. Like he's like, oh, Zane is
he's checked out. He's done.
Yeah, he's checked out. He's going through something.
You have just fully loved yourself too.
What?
I'm just like I'm self-actualized. Just like this is real.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Should we run that intro?
Absolutely.
Let's get it.
It's Coffee Talk, baby.
Yeah. Woo!
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Jared.
Nice.
Very good
job, Jared.
I was so nervous.
Welcome back to another episode. We're glad you're finally here, and we're glad that Heath is finally here, too. It's wonderful. Matt, you just got back from New York. How was it?
I did. I was in New York. I had like my speaking gig where I got to MC this entire like festival summit thing.
Why didn't I see anything on social media?
Because I have to post about it like later.
Oh, got it. Okay.
You know what I mean?
So it's like top secret until it's
pretty
like,
much. But you know, I was so nervous about it. Even leading up to the event, I thought the whole thing was going to be on teleprompter. Like they were going to have, you know, the full kind of like official teleprompter, someone there operating it. I land and I hear there is no teleprompter.
Oh.
And I'm like, what do you mean there's no teleprompter? And they go, well, there's like these screens that are cue cards and stuff, but like they can't put your entire like speech of what you're going to say because what you're saying, my opening was at least like 5 or 6 minutes.
That's not fair that they didn't tell you that until you.
So I was like, oh my gosh. But they're like, you're going to have note cards. I'm like, okay, but I need to see what the format of those note cards are. So as I rehearse it. And I got to my hotel room and I just practice. I practice and practiced. And I go to the event and I just felt like I was in a good mood too throughout like the entire day. Remember I got those beta blockers?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Remember I told you that I was going to use the CeraVe PM and the Afrin thing?
So because if you get like nervous or the red won't show pass it.
I didn't use any of it.
Okay.
And I didn't have any rosacea.
Good.
And I did not.
Wait, is it because of the beta blockers?
And I didn't take the beta blockers.
I'm just saying all natural.
Because this is like so, it's like kind of reverse psychology about it that I realized. Knowing that I had them made me feel a lot better than if I did it and I failed and I was like, I should have had beta blockers, you know? There was something where I was like, but I don't even want to risk taking a medication that I haven't tested before. So I'm down to like try it in the future, but I got to find maybe a day like this if I was really nervous about recording or I would be curious to try it for my next time, but I also didn't have rosacea either. And
this, even when you were told that, oh, we don't have a screen, what's it called? A teleprompter. You're like, that's fine.
I mean, I was stressed, but I just went into like no problems, only solutions type mindset. There's nothing I can do. I'm in control of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to rehearse as much as I can and get it down. And then I was even like using chat to like calm me down and give me the best strategies of like, how many times should I be rehearsing this? And also when I wake up in the morning, do I immediately start rehearsing it? And they were like, actually, don't even look at the speech. When you wake up, go down and have your breakfast. Don't even look at your phone. I just read my book down and had breakfast. And then I got up to the room and I spent 40 minutes just practicing it. And I just stumbled maybe two times, like wrote those notes and then just kind of kept it calm the whole afternoon. And then I got to the moment where I had to speak and I just felt good.
Is it because you weren't practicing the whole time before? You weren't thinking about
it?
And
I think if you over-practice something, I think you get a little, what's the word? Not stir crazy, but you get a little frantic and chaotic and you start overthinking it and running it so much to when that moment comes down to it, you're going to just like overthink it and flub.
You know what? That's so true. Like, can you imagine you got like a big gig, but you weren't told about it? Right.
Uh-huh.
And then the day comes and it's like, hey, we have an opportunity for you to just like hop in camera. Like your favorite show. Hey, would you want to hop in a scene? You had no time to rehearse. Like, oh, here's your lines. It would feel a lot less stressful because like, oh, I just got it now.
That's it.
Yeah.
But then that confidence is going to make you perform better than if you were to rehearse 2 weeks before.
And I learned this like hot tip from someone on TikTok. It was like a girl on a podcast and she was sharing this strategy just about life, anxiety and stuff. Every day she wakes up, she says she writes down the best case scenario for the day. Like, and I think she's a podcaster. She's like, maybe I go into the podcast. I land an amazing interview with them. I ask them really great questions. They feel comfortable. Write out the vision of how the day is going to go before the day happens. And when I woke up, I sat down and I wrote like a long paragraph. Like, you're going to absolutely kill it today. You're going to be calm, cool, and collected, making other people feel comfortable. You're going to be entertaining. Your jokes will land.
I'm sorry. Before I continue, I'm trying to picture this. Are you texting this on your phone or are
just
you writing this?
Typing it on, no, not, handwriting. Okay, just typing it on my notes.
In my head, he's writing.
You
grab that pen on the notepad, you just started writing.
When you were saying it, I pictured like a feather.
Oh, yeah. just quill and just like you will blot and just ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. But that also put me, I feel like, in a great mindset. It was just writing the best case scenario of the day because I had plans after. My cousin, she's 9 months pregnant. She lives in New York. Yeah. I was already planning on like getting to see her after. I'm like, looking forward to that and how great it's going to feel once I know I kill it and I get to go over and see them.
Yeah.
In that, I just kept my cool the whole time and I'm so happy it went well. I think it went well.
You get the video back, your rosacea's fully flared off.
I do have to like make an edit. It's just going to be like a vlog voiceover day. That was like part of the deal. But I can't watch the videos of me speaking.
Do you want me to edit it for you?
How much you charge it? Would you do it for me?
I'll do it for free. Mm. I never charge people to edit.
We'll talk about that after. But I wouldn't edit it
like what you think I would edit it. It's more just like so you don't have to watch it.
You get the footage. It's just like
it's every time. Every time Matt stutters, I do all stutters.
Oh, you bastard!
I'm like, hey, Matt, I could actually post it for you if you'd like.
Oh, this was the girl. We don't have to watch it, but I do want to give her a shout out for it. The best case scenario girl. This is her, Lisa Fred, or it's maybe Lisa L. Fred. That's her Instagram handle.
Hey,
but
DM that over to me. I want to watch it after.
Yeah, that really helped me. And oh, what else? Also, during the rehearsal, we were doing like a rehearsal of all the speakers.
Yeah.
And they were like a lot of big corporate people. They were very smart, very great. But I realized they were more nervous than me, too.
Like talking, like before and after you?
Yeah, I was watching them like get up and give their speeches and seeing how kind of nervous they were kind of reduced my nerves where I'm like, I'm not the most frantic person in the room. Some people are more worried and I'm going to make them look better.
Yeah. That would definitely help me if I knew everybody around me was nervous too. It almost like, I mean, not in like a negative way, like, oh, I feel better than ever. It's this like, we're all doing this together sort of thing. I feel like, you know, what would have been nice if everybody like got into a group and was just like, you're going to do so good today. And everyone's just like, we're just like a big hyping each other up.
Yes.
Hyping each other up. And then like, when you go up, you're the one, like you're the loudest.
Yeah.
When they're up to there. So they feel good. That's what I need. You know? If I was doing a big speech, I would hope that there was people like really loud and clapping loud for me. I would feel good. And also like you looking forward to something that you were excited for after, there's something really good about that too.
Yeah.
That makes it easier because if you had nothing exciting happening after, or you had to hop on a flight back home and back to like work, it just like there's just nothing to look forward to.
Yeah, it's like it was just a good little psychological method I had for it, and I liked how I approached it. My next speaking one is for like 1,000 people.
Okay,
that one I'm a little bit more nervous for.
So did that get booked right because of this?
This like was booked around the same time. This one was for like, they had it. This one was just actually for just 100 people. Originally, I thought it was going to be like 400, 500, 100 people. And it was like the top creators on Instagram and Facebook and Threads and stuff, and they were all invited there, which also I was a little nervous about because I'm like, wait, I'm talking in front of creators, because sometimes I'll say like,
wait, was this YouTube?
No.
Oh, I saw YouTube, this was Meta.
I guess.
I just saw YouTube have like a almost a summit thing. So yeah, that's like they were just posting it today. That's why I thought you were.
But it was great. I mean, it was creators though from like all scale. Like yeah, some people had just a couple thousand followers. Some people very popular.
Yeah. Were you? Was there anybody that you like recognized there?
You know
that
what? No. I didn't recognize anyone.
That's not sorry. There's just, it's so oversaturated. Like there's so many creators out there. Like it's, yeah, it'd be hard to see somebody.
On the panel, I was with Haley Bailey, and cause she had like worked with Samsung.
I literally just saw her too.
She like knows her shit. Like on the panel, I was just giving my advice of, oh, how I've landed brand partnerships, things that I look for as a creator when, I don't know, you have creative briefs and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. She was giving like a full masterclass. I was like, damn, I need to be taking notes from you right now.
She was pretty good. Like when she went up to talk a little on the Celsius.
Yeah.
Thing.
For the draft.
And, yeah. She was done well.
But yeah, New York was great. Everything was smooth. Loved it. That was awesome. And I got back from my flight today. You know who was on my flight? You guys might not know them.
No, we will.
Famous news person. Gail, she has my last name.
Gail King?
Gail King was on my flight.
She went up to the moon with Katy Perry.
Oh, that's right. I didn't even think about that.
That's how I really know
her. That's crazy.
She went to the moon.
I'm walking down the aisle, look to the right, see Gail King. She's just there in first class reading old school newspapers. Like,
hell yeah.
Proper newspaper. And then I look across the aisle, like in front of her across the aisle, Billy Porter.
Who's that?
Oh.
Billy Porter. He's like an artist, actor, gay.
The only time I've ever seen him is on the carpet.
Yes, he's big on the red carpet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. I was just like, to the left, to the right. Okay.
I've been like, because like, if I saw her, I'd be like, in my head, it's like, she was in space. She was in space. And I'd be like, girl, look, we're almost there.
Sir, go back to your seat, please. Back to your seat, sir.
You were up there.
You were
right there. That's cool. Oh my god, that is like
two crazy
people to see on the flight, for sure. Yeah.
Wow. But
well, good. We're glad you're back. Mm-hmm. And can't wait to see your video for the thing. Because I'm just curious.
Yeah, guys, comment on it. Say I did a great job.
Yes, give
it
a great M. A plus.
Please.
All right, brief pause for our sponsor, HelloFresh. You know the feeling, long, stressful day at work, get home exhausted, you're craving something different for a change, but don't know where to start. But the last thing you want to do is do recipe research and ingredient prep at 8:30. So you fall back to your typical boring meal you always make. But Fresh doesn't have to be hard. HelloFresh makes it easy to bring bold global flavors into your kitchen with wholesome meals that still feel simple to make. With more than 80 recipes to choose from each month, from Vietnamese to Moroccan to Caribbean, you're not stuck making the same dinner on repeat. They send unique pre-portioned ingredients like lemongrass, gochujang, and curry paste right to your door so you can skip takeout and still make something that feels exciting at home, because nothing hits like home cooking. That's why when I need a change up in the kitchen, I reach for HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM now to get 10 free meals and a free breakfast for life. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as a discount on first box. New subscribers only, varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM to get 10 free meals and free breakfast for life. Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you. What did we do? He's been here for the past like few days, obviously.
Yeah, 3 days.
A lot going on. Coincidentally, at the same time that he flew in, we had like a Celsius soccer tournament.
I saw.
I went for moral support.
He came for moral support.
And you were with Rob from Traders?
Yes, yes.
You guys had like a whole sign like Zane and Rob. I was like, what is happening?
Wait, all right. So I get asked, Celsius hits me up. They're like, oh, would you like to be a part of the soccer tournament? I was like, oh, I fucking suck, but sure. Like, yeah, like I wanna not be home. Let's try to go out and do something. And so we go to the dinner the night before, expecting it to just be like just a regular dinner.
Cash.
We show up. It's at the Rose Bowl stadium. It's in the middle of the stadium.
Field. Whoa.
On the field. It literally looked like the Hunger Games, like the dinner before, like the quarter quell. Just like huge fucking thing. Lights everywhere. Where I look at Heath and Heath looks at me. We're like, oh, this game is like serious tomorrow. Like I thought it was going to be like this, like really funny.
Yeah. Just a fun little backyard session. But wait. Keep going.
Yeah.
I have so many questions.
Oh, yeah. So I'll start the dinner and then work our way to the next day. So we do a little cocktail hour, meet people, sit down. They start presenting the teams. In my head, there's two teams, right? two teams of probably maybe like 15, 10 to 15 each. We're going to do benching, all that. Just
yeah, right?
Zane just excited to ride that bench.
Yeah. I was in my head, I was like, okay, it's going to be a big team. It's okay because they're not like, it's not heavily relied on me, yeah. Right? So all of a sudden they start naming teams. It's not two teams. It's five teams. Five teams of like six.
Whoa.
And I'm like, oh shit. That means I'm being heavily relied on right now. So my teammates were like David, Rob Roush, Dixie D'Amelio, Griffin Johnson,
Josh Richards,
and that was our team.
Griffin's girlfriend.
Yes, Griffin's girlfriend. And then it was four other teams, and it was like a whole tournament, and each game was like
15 minutes,
but man, it felt like an hour.
And it looked like you were goalie. Was that your position?
What's your favorite position? The night before, we were like discussing, like, okay, like, how we're going to do this? How many people play soccer? And like, nobody in our team played soccer. I think one guy like kind of knew, but we realized like, oh shit, like we really need to figure out, strategize, like how we're going to do this. And we decide, oh, okay, let's have a little sprint match. Let's see who's the fastest.
Okay.
And so it was like me, Dave, Rob, and Josh. We decide to sprint. I know that I just remember I like fucked my leg up, yes, during ice skating. I'm still injured there, but like I haven't really used it heavily yet, like a full sprint. So we fully sprint. And holy shit, after fucking 5 seconds, I start limping. I'm like, oh! I messed it up again.
Oh, no.
The night before. And I was like, oh, shit, this is not good. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if I could do this game tomorrow. And I spent all night icing it. The next morning, I'm still icing it because it's still fucked. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do this today. We show up, and I'm like, guys, I think I should be goalie. Because in my head, it's like, I'm not going to be running around.
Yeah.
No one's going to hit me. Like, no one's going to fucking, like, slide tackle me. Nothing.
It's a safe position to be in.
And so I decide, and nobody else really wanted to be goalie either. So I was like, I'll just take goalie and I'm going to do
goalies,
my best.
Goalie seems like it's easy, but pressure's on you because that can decide a whole game.
It's not easy. And I realized really quickly that I am not quick enough. Like when that ball's coming, and it's close, it's a small field.
But was it, was the goal... What do you call it? The goal.
Yeah, the goal.
I was like, goal post. Was it normal size or was it a smaller size as well?
It was smaller.
The field was shrunken and the goal was shrunken.
It was definitely smaller, so it was not like a regular size goal. That would have been fucking hard, but it was...
Yo, but like being in goal, like when somebody's coming at you with a ball, is the same feeling as knowing you're about to get shot with a paintball. You're like kind of scared.
Jared, can you pull up the picture that I texted you?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Natalie, Cheetah Girls.
So we're sitting there.
Whoa!
We turn around. Lisa Rinna is just standing there.
Zane, shut up.
It was hilarious. Like we're all talking. We turn and bro, she's standing like an emoji, like right here like this. I'm like, Lisa Rinna. It was just so unexpected and I was not expecting her to be there. And we said hi, we chatted for a bit, and I was like, hey, can you hold this?
We made like jumbo face cutouts of Zane throughout all different stages of his life.
Like, it was one of the only pictures of Zane at that age. I'm kidding.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Wait, and Lisa Rinna got to hold your face. Dude, you need to put that on a shirt. I'll wear that.
It's so good. It's so good. Yeah, it was really funny. And guys, in case you like, we're big fans of Traders. So that's why we freaked out when we saw
Was she chill? Was she cool? Was she awesome?
She was so nice.
Yeah. She was really nice. She was happy to be there. The outfit was wild. She just looked like she was about to like, literally
like
the
a motorcycle.
Yeah, like, yeah. She was about to fucking, what do you call the people in the middle of the cars about to.
Yeah. Like the middle of like a street race with like a checker.
Like it looked like she was about to do that, but yeah, she was amazing.
Can you go back to Lisa Rinna like holding that? I gotta send that to my mom because my mom loves Days of Our Lives.
Dude,
she's gonna be like,
look at her face, like she's running for president.
Yes, it looks political. Yeah. It's being it's protest. So, like, it's,
I was literally,
insane.
I wanted to take that and make that my new avatar on Instagram. Yes. You know my little picture that I have of like it's a cat right now.
Yeah,
I just wanted to do that with her just in the corner.
That is also the coolest fucking picture.
It would look like AI though. That's why I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that, but it's just iconic picture. It's so fun.
Holy shit. Okay. So
And my mom was freaking out too because my mom just watched Traitors like a week ago.
Oh yeah.
So when I showed her this, she was just like, "What?" Like, just ecstatic.
That is fucking neat.
Yeah. Now, really fun.
Did you guys win?
Ooh. No, we lost.
We
first.
Don't ask those questions.
Kind of nice. Well, then that's kind of.
It's either your first or last.
How competitive were the other teams? Were some people
It was pretty competitive.
Were there
any
pro athletes part of it at all?
There was a couple really good players for sure, but they spread them out.
That guy goes to my gym.
Stephen Kelly.
Yes, that's his name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
handsome fucking dude.
Yeah,
he's just like the one guy out on like the map. I'm like, bro, the black team, like just
the black team. They like when we saw him on the field, we're like, oh fuck, like, I hope we don't go against them.
And then Diplo's his goalie. You're like,
oh yeah,
it was a stacked cast for sure.
Oh, that's Diplo.
Yeah, he was playing too. Randomly, I wasn't expecting him to be there. It was fun.
Well, all right. What was the
flavor's
new,
amazing?
Is it a new flavor?
Yeah, it tastes like a popsicle. A popsicle.
Yeah, a popsicle.
Why am I
ice pop?
A popsicle pop. Ice pop.
Just ice pop.
Ice pop.
But not like a rocket pop.
No.
I love a fucking rocket pop.
Or like a snow cone. Like you imagine you put all the flavors in one snow cone.
Oh, like a rainbow one and that little juice at the
that's
end?
That's exactly what it tastes like. Like a rainbow snow cone.
Mm. I love the orange flavor. This isn't even an ad, but the orange flavor of Celsius, I always feel like tastes like, Chris. It's like orange Jell-O.
Yes.
Like it's almost like it is gelatin. Jell-O.
Yes,
like,
that's a perfect example of what the orange tastes
like. I'm like, yum, 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 yum.
I also like the cola one, the cherry cola.
Ooh.
I think it's not close, but like it hits for me. It's like drinking Coke poppy. It's like it hits.
Yep,
it's good enough.
I love the Coke like heavily caffeinated cola. Like I don't know. Like
it doesn't like it just doesn't
my brain. My because I think more like a Coke is like a treat. It's not like a pick me up. And like I need a different flavor for my pick me up. But everyone has their different flavors.
You know what it does, and you know what I bet you they tried Coke and like ooh, it needs a little bit of fruit in it. Something. It tastes too metally, probably.
That Celsius did a number on me.
What else happened? I like honestly don't remember.
We just went out there to support. You guys unfortunately lost the first round, and then we just kind of stayed, supported, watched the games.
Oh, my legs stopped hurting too because I took like 3 shots before to numb out the
pain.
Oh,
you were drinking. I was curious.
I did. I went up, and I feel like I kind of perform better, especially in like a game sense when I'm like, because when you're nervous, I feel like anybody nervous, you just don't perform as well if you're like,
yeah,
good. Took a couple shots and I went on the field like, all right, I feel really good. I don't care about everybody watching now. I just want it to be good.
Yes.
And I just wasn't.
That's awesome. You know? Was that tied to the World Cup? Is that why they're doing it?
Yeah,
the World
I think
Cup
it's,
is
yeah,
like about
I think it's
to happen.
Like a, oh, they do it every year.
Getting people excited about soccer.
Oh, yes. And also
Zane had a little temper tantrum.
Wait, I saw this like scrolling fast and I never saw it.
Did you get through it?
Well, then I saw on your Instagram story, the window was shattered. So did you fucking shatter this window, Zane?
It was planned. Like we did it planned. He was like, oh, smash my window. I was like, okay. Yeah. Oh my God, no, I would never. That's fucking insane. No one's
gonna think. Shut the fuck up!
Dude, Rob Roush wouldn't even fucking look in the afternoon again.
Rob Roush?
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
But I was really nervous because it was like a one-time thing. Like, you can't redo it.
Yo, Zane!
Please, let's just go inside.
Don't touch me, dude.
We were doing this for an hour and a half.
Fucking
I'm sorry.
How'd you do that?
When I hit that wasn't the hit. Like...
Right. A little post editing.
I took the poke, like the poke thing.
Oh,
you know the emergency.
Emergency, like for emergency, where you use it and it's supposed to shatter, especially in like you know when you need to get out. We found out that fucking window was way too thick. Every time we punctured it, it was barely making a crack. Like,
is that a Maserati? What does he drive?
It's an Aston Martin.
Okay,
but.
Aston Martin, if you're in that water, good luck.
No, that's what I was saying. It's like, yo, Dave, like you need to get these windows replaced immediately. That's really fucking dangerous. If you're trying to get out and you can't fucking get out.
Well, I told him like you're supposed to hit the corner of the window. I
was getting the corner. What's his face? Caleb was saying you got to hit the corner. We were hitting the corner. It wasn't working. I think it was just a strong fucking window. Mm. But then we took, you know, like the fucking tire iron, like the.
Yeah.
We took that fucking thing and it just went through it like it was a like it was going through fabric.
Oh whoa!
It just did not shatter. Like all, dude, that
probably
was
like a shatterproof glass.
I have the video. I was fucking hit. Let me, you know what? Let's just watch it.
Yeah.
Because it was fucking, it was insane how much we were whacking the shit out of this window. And it was not breaking.
Also, did you say you filmed this for an hour and a half?
Yeah.
We were filming for a long time.
Holy shit.
It was a long fucking time. And mind you, I cut out a lot of the hitting. Like, I was honestly just rough cutting it for like bloopers. So just imagine like an extra 2 minutes of whacking this window. That was cut out.
That kombucha did a number on me. That kombucha did a number. It's been stuck in my head all day. And also his mango chutney one too.
What's that?
It's sweet and sour. I want to devour mango chutney. Mango chutney.
He should make a jingle for a brand.
I think Synergy Kombucha sponsored him like that after. He's like, that kombucha was a synergy. That kombucha was a synergy.
Dude, if I was a brand, I would hop on anything like that immediately. Yeah. I'd be like, all campaign money goes to this person and let's make it go off.
Damn, it's only halfway.
If you were a brand, would you put your money to a bunch of micro influencers or would you want like all your money to someone you really like? That's big.
It depends on the content. Depends on... Like, I think some micro influencers make just really great content and deliver a good message, and it doesn't, their face has nothing to do with it. It's just like catchy content, which is good to invest in.
I was just curious, like, as a brand, if you had a brand.
I'm going micro.
Micro?
Micro influencers who have, you know what? I don't know.
I see it as more believable and genuine.
Yeah.
And I feel like they, like you said,
they put more time into it too because it's like, it's new for them and they are. Like the new micro influencers. I feel like every micro influencer is new because it's been so popular for in the past like 4 years.
I think the bigger the brand, then I guess go for bigger influencers because it's just like awareness. Like same with Celsius. I mean, they're booking you guys because people know Celsius. Yeah. It's not like you're really like pushing Celsius sales, but everyone's like, oh yeah, there's like a new flavor. Yeah. I should try it out. Like you're just like a casual.
You're getting eyes on it.
Yeah.
If I was putting all my money into like someone big, I'd want to go for a big like actor that I really like or like a big comedian that I love. Just like, okay,
yeah,
let's do something really funny with them. And the campaign I'd hold is like them in a commercial and then we do something big for social media and then like just like 360.
Who would it be? Who would
you want to work with? We had Tom Cruise for Cromoda for a while.
Fuck up.
He's just sipping on a Cromoda before he jumps out of the plane.
Yeah, we promised him all sales for the next 100 years to go to him. Yeah.
Okay, just look at me whacking this thing.
Zane, stop!
Damn. Zane. Ooh, you could have fractured your fucking like wrist.
We're trying to do this, but and we've tried it 20 times. Bulletproof. It's like crazy. Why is it not like breaking? You know what I mean?
Damn, this shit is fuck, he's making me nervous, dude. That is crazy.
It's like drawing a leg, you'd be fucked, dude.
Here, take a sip. Take a sip.
Obviously.
We were trying to like do a bit like
holy shit.
Zane, stop hitting. Stop it. Zane!
Imagine you're underwater, though, when it's filling up, and you're just sitting there.
You just need a little bit of time, a little bit of elbow grease. Bro, what is this glass made out of? Like, this is fucking insane. You are so fucked. Any lake?
Like that's literally what would happen. You're fucked. Fast forward a little bit. Sorry, just the bit. I'm just fast forward a little bit.
You're
more.
You're just committing to the bit.
That's crazy.
Is it bulletproof glass?
Yeah, no fucking shit, bro. Who built this?
It's not even tinted. I don't know why it's doing that.
Golly. Celsius got to pay you now double for that video too. I mean, that is. I'll probably get more videos than the actual ad, like, or more views.
Ka-ting, ka-ting. Remember the end of the video?
Where were you? Were you guys just parked in a parking lot?
No, we're at his house.
Oh, okay, I just can't imagine from being far away being like, "What the fuck is going on in that car?
Is he trying to
and it's already like shattering, but they're just like still going at it. Like someone in an apartment just like zooming in from their balcony. Yeah, yes, like you're just like,
it's so crazy because like in the moment, like that wasn't like planned. Like on the way home, Dave was just like, oh, you should like break my glass. It's and such
you,
a crazy.
You expected it to just shatter real quick, and yeah, it was like,
but
that's
no,
it.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know anybody else that would allow you to break their car like that. Like, I would never want someone to do that to my Tesla. Even if I know that, like, I can get it replaced tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's just something so insane about doing it right there in that moment where you're just like, I don't feel comfortable doing this.
Bro, but David now then has to probably pay more money to get Aston Martin, like, windows back on it, right?
And if I know. I think there was a new window today that I saw.
Well, damn, they move quick on that.
Quick.
Just David, imagine a call. Safe Flight Repair. What happened to your window?
Okay. Yeah, just move a little quickly.
But you
know what I can't fucking stand, though? People who go around and you put business cards on the fucking windows.
Oh, yeah.
Down in the...
And then you forget it's there, and then you roll down your window, and then now a fucking business card is gone on it. Now when I roll up my window, I hear just a light. I'm like, those fuck. Put it on my windshield. Don't put it on my window.
And the ink from the fucking business card, because they're fresh. They just printed it out, so it puts it on your fucking window, and you see the ink from the fucking business cards.
Who has ever, like... got an advertisement on the car. This looks great.
It's always like a pamphlet for like a pizza shop that sucks. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you're not getting me to come in.
No.
Yeah. But just like the fact that you're putting it on like my property.
Don't touch my
weird.
Car.
Yeah. Ugh. Just don't
I feel
touch
like
my car.
A lot of the ones I get though are for like body shops because I have a dent on the side of my car. Oh. And I feel like it's someone who like works at a body shop. And they're like, oh, there's a dent.
You know what?
They got to do the hustle. Yeah. It's like, but don't put it on my fucking window. Yeah. Put it on my windshield.
The dent makes sense. If I saw a dent, I'd be like, honestly, he probably doesn't trust anybody. Let me see if he trusts me. And then,
yeah.
I get offended because they always put the one that says we buy junk cars.
Oh.
And then that makes me question my whole reality.
We buy junk cars. We'll get rid of this for you.
Oh, cash for clunkers.
Yeah. Or do you ever see those ones that are like, we buy ugly houses? Like, too? Where I'm like, what? Who? Like, I feel like I see those everywhere. Like,
oh,
they're always like, like, it looks like a fucking yard sign. It goes, we buy ugly houses.
Like, baby, nobody wants your jalopy car. Like, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, that. Webuyuglyhouses.com.
Oh, I have seen that. Oh, my God.
But I'm like, how bad is your house where you're like, we got to go through We Buy Ugly Houses?
Yeah.
No one's buying it.
And you know they're flipping that shit in like fucking 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Four times the price.
We Buy Ugly Houses.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I think it's a good reminder that whatever you're carrying right now, you don't have to carry it by yourself. Life can feel heavy sometimes. For me, it's usually the late night spiral, thinking about work, family, the future, all the stuff you feel like you should have figured out by now. And the truth is, nobody has all the answers alone. Sometimes it helps just to talk to someone who will listen and help you sort through some things. And BetterHelp connects you with a fully licensed therapist, and they do the matching part for you based on a short questionnaire so you can focus on what you really want help with. And if the fit isn't right, you can switch at any time. With over 30,000 therapists, more than 6 million people served, and a 4.9 out of 5 average session rating from over 1.7 million reviews, BetterHelp has helped a lot of people feel less and less alone. And remember, you don't have to be on this journey alone. Find support and have someone with you in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/ZaneAndHeath. That's BetterHelp.com/ZaneAndHeath. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Oh, speaking of houses, don't we have like a Zillow that we wanted to show?
Fuck, I just dribbled on myself and on my pants.
Oh, it's okay. Hey, Matt, it's okay.
I know, I just want to acknowledge
that can's about to fall, though.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
He was talking about between your legs.
That big hog.
Oh, that kombucha did a number.
You have a big penis.
Imagine, wouldn't that be? Wouldn't life be great?
Ha ha!
Look at what a loser!
What a loser! Isn't that crazy?
We've got a Florida man house. This one's fun, an Aspen house. You know, inspired by your recent
trip. Which one's like the worst one?
Florida man and the cheapest home in America.
Okay, let's look at the cheapest home in America.
I wonder if this link still works. Here we go.
Okay, 80,000.
Oh, fuck.
They pulled the pics?
It's sold.
They pulled the pictures.
Oh, because it's sold.
I can't believe somebody bought it.
Well, it's the cheapest house in America.
It says it's on Railroad Street. Is there a train that goes through the backyard?
The train goes through the house.
There's got to be something, right? There's something. There's something where it has to be the cheapest house in America. Because that's actually not a bad property.
The inside looked like a murder scene that they did not clean up.
Ooh.
Like there was red stains everywhere, unidentified. There was like red handprints on the walls. Like,
copy the address into Google.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. See. Oh, it looks nice from the outside.
A what? Whoa.
Here we go.
What is that?
I don't know.
Is that shit or blood?
Yeah, it's one of the two.
Oh, positive.
Oh, I mean, this looks like squatters lived in
gosh.
There.
Oh, gosh. It says positive. What? Like,
I think these are even different pictures than what I saw.
Sometimes, this is better?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That also looks like a kid who was completely unsupervised. Like a mom on drugs passed out and a kid just also went wild with a fucking marker.
This house looks really familiar, does it not?
It does.
It looks like I've seen it.
I mean, it's probably a very, like, it's a kit house. It's probably a very simple floor plan, too. Sometimes I learn that, like, once, like, a home gets foreclosed on or someone, like, can't even pay their rent and they're basically getting kicked out, they'll sabotage the fucking house. Yeah. Golly. Looks like someone just took a shit on the wall. Sorry, we've been doing too much poo-poo pee-pee on this pod.
Wait. No, my dad used to go in and, like,
bam! Just, like,
just Matt.
My dad used to go in and like clean up homes like this when I was younger, and people would pour concrete down the toilet because they were pissed that they were like getting evicted and things like that, and it would solidify and it just screws everything up.
Really?
Yeah.
Jail.
But like, what's the word? Because obviously you're getting kicked out because you can't afford it anymore. If you do that, because
Or if you get like foreclosed on, like, and the bank's gonna come take your home, like they're pissed, so they just go and pour concrete. They like fuck the shit up. They're like, all right, that's what you're gonna get.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to take a guess at how much?
All right, we're gonna close our eyes because we'll probably see it. So nobody look.
Wait, what are we doing
here? He's
pulling up a house and we have to guess the price of it.
You can look. I just have the photo up.
Okay.
How much do you think this house costs?
Well,
this is an ass.
I bet I could nail it. But you guys, I'm curious what y'all think.
You think you can nail it?
Uh-huh.
Not knowing where. Oh, it's in Aspen. Okay.
Like downtown Aspen.
Okay.
Like it's in a good location?
I've never been, so I don't even know like what the price is there. I'm guessing it's expensive out there in Aspen.
I'm going to go crazy and say 1.7.
No, there's no fucking way. I was going to say maybe like 450K.
What? You guys are fucking...
Shit, moving to Aspen.
Wait, 1.2, 450K?
It's insane. I thought it was like really high.
You want to know what my guess is
on this? Wait. Let me re-guess though.
Okay, it looks the same as the 80K house. So I went 1.7 knowing it's Aspen. Like, okay, maybe it's outrageously priced.
So it's not outrageously priced.
It is outrageously priced.
Oh, it is.
Okay, so
what's your guess?
My guess... $17 million.
There's no way.
$17 million.
And this is crazy.
Eight? Yeah.
It's what? 19.
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, guys. That's.
Bro, there's no way.
I know, dude. Aspen's ridiculous.
What
on
the
what?
Fuck is that?
Now, here's my. I do have a slight theory about why this one particularly is very expensive. You are in downtown Aspen. Real estate down there is very valuable. You have really, really rich, rich fucking people that just want to make sure they have a fucking house out there. Like, so you're dealing with billionaires who are just like,
then rent if you go to visit.
Right. But people want, or it can also be turned into like a business too. It could be like turned into like a coffee shop or like a really chic like boutique for like a brand or whatever.
You know how much coffee shop you got for $17 million?
Like it could be like a Gucci store.
Is the coffee $150 per cup?
It's the land too. But yeah, it's fucking insane.
It's the land of our people.
I know, and it Glendale. Looks tacky as hell.
Like, oh, hell that, no.
Oh, you got like shiplap, like fucking, nah. Nah.
I was expecting to see oh my God. Look at that backyard. Can you fucking imagine? There is no way. There is no way. Like,
yeah, but you get a jacuzzi.
This is the most mind-blowing thing I think this year.
Yeah.
In this year.
It's Aspen, dude. It's pretty fucking crazy.
I'm like mad looking at this.
That person who's just like listing it, like, what should we put it for? Like, they were like, 18 mil. Like, or I think maybe also, yes, it is a ridiculous price, but they just like, They're not probably in any rush for
Show
someone
me the
to
last
like
sold prices on it. Let me see the history.
And Alicia and Remy expect to take them to Aspen.
No, it's been listed for 305 days, so definitely no one's buying it. $101,000 a month.
For fucking 20 years? Go down.
It sold in 2019 for 1.7.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Whoa, Heath. Nailed it.
But it's wild. It's been relisted, but they keep making it more expensive. The first time it was listed was for 16.9.
Imagine sitting on a house you bought for 1.7 million for 3 years, and then now it's worth 17 mil.
Dude, I hate people.
Yeah, I bet there is something like weird behind it on why it is so much too. I think it's just the property.
Oh, wait. Is it just this, or this is normal throughout many houses around this area? Like, what's
I know I've seen a TikTok on this house before.
I'm sorry. Is this okay. Abraham Lincoln's like original home or something?
Yes, yeah, it's super historic. I wonder, there has to be something. There may be also, it could be like on a certain block that has also this like tax incentive too.
Apparently
like,
it's where Saddam Hussein hid out when they found him.
Did Jesus stay here? Yeah, dude, like
that's actually where the cross was. It was literally right
in
there.
In Aspen. Yeah. Aspen's fucking crazy.
That's insane. Well,
how much are ski passes in Aspen?
Every time I go fucking skiing, I'm like, how much is this shit? Well, it's like, well, you're already in your boots and stuff and you're there.
Really. If you've been to Aspen, right?
Yeah.
Tell us more. Like, what are, like, now I'm curious about the entire fucking city.
Feel like I saw people who had, like, the big, big houses because those were more, like, deep in, like, the fucking hills. But, like, down there, it's just really cute, cottagey type, like, shops and stuff.
Cute.
Like, it's very nice. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You're spending, like, if you and the guys want to go out there for the weekend, everyone's putting in a pretty good amount of money to like have a good weekend out there.
Yeah. And because you have to like, you know, there is like an airport, but it's mostly like a private like plane kind of place. You got to like land in Denver and drive there. So it's such a luxury to be able to like just land right in Aspen as well.
And that's like the most expensive, like, place for people that want to go skiing, like have like a
yes, I would say it's one of the wealthiest like places where people go and ski.
Yeah, okay.
Next to like probably Yellowstone Club, which is like where Tom Brady and all of them have like their houses, but that's like a gated community out in Montana, I believe.
What in the world?
I think they could have just put a little bit more money into the furniture and the shit in the house.
Damn, Airbnb. Thousands of dollars for four nights.
And it's not even Coachella weekend.
Yeah. This is the off season. I put May 25th through the 29th.
Oh, this is the, yeah.
Yeah, the slopes aren't even open.
Like, that's wild. I had no idea. Wow.
Yeah, that one blew my mind. Matt, we probably saw the same TikTok. I saw that a while ago, and I had the same reaction. It made me mad.
Just rich people.
That is absurd.
Should we find, like, 1,000 other people put our money together and get some property?
We can all share this house and we all just pitch in and do our part.
$100,000 a month.
Or what if the real estate agent just put in like an extra zero and is like, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Like, why hasn't our house sold? It's like, my bad, guys. Did not realize.
I wonder what it's like, what the page looks like when you save a price. Because every time you change it, it posts it, right? Like it shows, price change. Is there like multiple confirmations you have to do before it posts the price?
Oh, I'm sure.
Like you can't just like easily go, oh my God, I messed up on the price. And like it goes up and then you read.
And the house is 138 years old.
It's historic.
Built in 1888. Kind of cool.
It's historic, but pretty crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Wow. Thanks, Jared. Did you see the video of all the staff at Chick-fil-A? They made like a TikTok, all of them. And all the comments were like, I'm surprised they even made it to the fifth staff member and posted this on TikTok. Like everybody was talking about it, but then we find out they all got, so.
No way. Sorry.
So you know how fires the entire staff.
So you know, Chick-fil-A is very like,
proper.
They're very
yes,
conservative.
They mind their P's and their Q's. Yeah. They're all about their decor. So, this is inappropriate. So for the people listening, these are Chick-fil-A staff, a lot of them quite busty in the chest, and they are just
that booty keep
they're
bumping,
just like,
bumping
they're doing
up
like
and down, giving a little jiggle
like just
jiggle.
Boob, just a little boob dance, but like they're doing it to each person, and all of the comments were just like, I'm surprised it even made it to the fourth person. Like, they're saying, like, the manager, I'm surprised the manager did not even, like,
I bet the manager's in the video. It was like,
oh, someone did say that. They're like, oh, wait, one of them is the manager.
That's crazy.
It's Chick-fil-A, not Tits-fil-A, okay? That is...
Even the manager's dancing.
Corporate, they gotta come in and be like, guys.
Chick-fil-A is super strict on social media. That's so fun. That's so like fun. Like everybody knows. Like everyone on the internet knows that this video, it, like anywhere else, any other like fast food place, fine. Like nobody even bat an eye, but Chick-fil-A.
No, and it does look like it was the manager's video because the caption goes, my Chick-fil-A crew is better than yours. Like that's the text oh, that's on the video. Caption. Yes, look on like on her chest. So he's like, oh, girls, I got a TikTok. We got to do this. This is fine. I'm your boss. In a little... If anyone also, that's awesome that they're really tight. You know what? Props to them that they did not give a fuck. They looks like they're having a great time.
Do you think in the back of their head, they're like, oh, this is going to get us in big trouble? Because I feel like this seems like they post a lot, right? Maybe this is the only one that just like went super viral.
Maybe it was also kind of like a close friends kind of thing. It was supposed to be a private post. And then someone saw it and like screen recorded it and was like, I also have a feeling that they did not intend for this to be a public thing.
Really?
Like it was just for his friends.
You think they got betrayed by one of their own?
Could be.
An employee was like, you know what? I'm gonna get half of the fucking staff fired.
Do you think it's interesting, like some people in like close friends? I'm not like calling anyone out, but yeah. I'm not a person to ever air my grievances out or talk shit on close friends, but some people do.
People post.
It's so fucking risky.
Stuff.
Like, I'll see some stuff like friends post, and I'm like, thank you for trusting me. I'm not gonna like screenshot this, but it's so like, that's so risky.
Matt, I feel the same way. There are some people that have me on close friends where like they shouldn't because like we're just, we're not close, but like we don't know each other that well where you wouldn't know if I were to screenshot and just post it. Like we're not mm-hmm. that tight. So it's just very surprising. And like the sensitive shit that they'll post, I'm just like,
oh yeah, there was one, somebody got this, somebody creator, got their hands on. I'm not going to say, I'll be broad about it. Big creator was like making fun of another creator's like partner. Like I'm keeping it so
yes.
broad.
Oh
with that.
Yes. Oh yeah.
And I was like, and they were like friends, but I'm like, what? I'm like this. And it pissed me off. Cause I'm like, yo, you're talking about shit about my friend's yeah. partner. Like,
where you can easily just screenshot it and send it. Like, it's...
I can end that now. Like, it,
like that. It's crazy.
But it's like, I don't want to start that drama. But
so
it's,
what do you think that is? That is it like a, I don't care, whatever. Or is it more just like, oh, this is everybody on close friends. We all have a like a pact. Like, this isn't going to...
Yeah, I guess they just want like validation and not feel like... They just want to express it. Maybe they also don't have that many like close friends to like vent to.
Yeah.
They want to just vent to other creators yeah. about like people they hate yeah. and shit they can't stand. Like bullying level, like making fun of like someone's outfit, like what she's fucking
wearing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wearing,
yeah
and you're
yeah.
like, what are you doing?
Crazy. I know. No, I know exactly what you're talking about too. Yeah. Well, it's scary. It's so risky. It's so risky too.
Do you ever also have some friends who like they post on close friends more than their actual story, but you're like, why don't you post this on your actual story?
There's stuff that I see on close friends where I'm like, why would you even close friend that? Like, it would be like something super basic, like getting a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yes.
But like nobody.
Or, like, you know, some girls are always just like, their public stories is just like, and then their private story is like, yeah, I got Chick-fil-A. Girl, you can post that on
publicly.
Your story. You look more human. It looks like you're putting out a faker version. And I mean this for guys and girls. Like,
No, that's so true though. Like, I feel like, a lot of the times I see close friends post, so I'm just like, post this publicly. Like, it would be so
yeah.
good, like cool for people to see you like this. Like, it's this is so relatable. Weird. This is like, it's authentic. It's you. But it just, a lot of people just feel really self-conscious to like post or like, you know.
I also feel like some people who have like, you know, serious 9-to-5 jobs and stuff
yeah.
and their employers like follow
That's
them.
True.
They
That's
don't want to like... They're maybe could be on the clock, but they're out like drinking with their friends. They want to keep that private.
I know a couple of people that definitely only post close friends mm-hmm. if it's like, and also like just, you just don't want your like work seeing your life outside of work.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel that's why a lot of people are like just private still too.
You ever post something on your close friends to just one person just to make sure to see if they saw it?
I've heard some people do that for I've like heard, their crushes yeah, yeah. and stuff too yeah. to like, really get their attention and stuff, which is such a creepy move. Only time if I post on close friends, it's I'm asking locally for a favor. Like, do you guys know anyone who can paint walls, or like, do you guys have a good handyman?
Tickets, I need tickets, yeah.
For stuff. That's where it's like, because you don't want to annoy the masses with something that's a local question.
Exactly. I'll never forget when Mariah and I first started talking, like super, super early. Like, I was just always like viewing her stories, and I guess I was like, you know, first or whatever, I was excited to see what she was posting. And she did one that was just a black screen and a small text that said, "Hey Heath." And I saw it.
Like on close for. It was just like, oh, that bold.
I was like, oh shit.
Bold. Wait. Busted. When, what, like, was this like after you started? Like,
it was like the first like 2 weeks of us talking.
Oh, that's my God. Cute. That's really.
I really like that. Like, you bold. Got, you're like,
yeah.
You got her attention.
Heart dropped, because it was like in like the crush it's phase.
That's very unlike her too. That's, I know, crazy, dude. If she
like, I started, I'm getting like sweaty like thinking about it. I was like,
like, Mariah now would never be like, delete that now.
Crazy. Like,
that's crazy.
I remember when Patricia's dad followed me on Instagram. We had just been like talking. Mm-hmm. We were like dating, but we were not boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yep.
And it was like during Thanksgiving, and it was like, Mr. Flack followed you. I'm like, oh no. Like, or I felt like a little embarrassed.
Just going through all your videos. Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
But my cousin was like, it's a good thing. That means like she's talking positively about you as like a guy in her life. And he's like, well, I got to check this guy out.
Yeah.
Followed. But it's just, you feel so naked. Like,
yeah. And it's tough. They see one video that makes them just like, oh, what's, I don't get this. And you're just.
You got to just accept people can always just keep swiping and scrolling.
I love those videos where it's like, you got to be cringe maybe for years. Until you see success on the internet, it's like, that's true. Mm-hmm.
It is nice though, like having a father-in-law and a mother-in-law who are like, they love what I do. They think it's like cool and fun and stuff. It's like, or I don't know, I could imagine if they were like just super serious with their careers, or like, you do what
now?
Or super
like anti.
They could be a pediatric neurosurgeon. Like they work on babies' brains and stuff, and they just see what you do and they're like, interesting, like,
yeah.
You know,
just like,
but they could be that and also be very cool with it, but they're,
yeah,
that's just like this, we have such a silly career. Yeah. Sometimes you feel a little self-conscious about it, but it's nice. Yeah. I don't have to feel self-conscious about it with my family or even my in-laws,
because it's fun. It's like, and what you post is like super like fun, and you know?
I just couldn't imagine the pressure of just someone like super serious and just like
like, I'll get excited, like Nick will text me like about something that just got posted, like, because he like sees everything. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, it's not like a stamp of approval, but it's just like, he's excited seeing something cool that we do.
Yes, yeah. That's really cool.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by Cash App. Listen, if you're already spending money on everyday stuff, you might as well get something back for it, right? So why not get rewarded for simply doing your thing? And Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. It unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrow limits, and custom personalized cashback offers every Friday at places you love to shop. So you might as well turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app/new to learn more about this and other great features launching now. And for a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CashApp10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners, prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Green, overdraft coverage, borrow, cashback offers, and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Thank you, Cash App, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
What's your favorite style of like influencer videos that you like to watch, like on your feed? Like when it pops up on your feed, you're like, ooh, yeah, I like these type of videos, and you're always watching it. Like you like to watch it all the way through, like street interviews or informational people, like cooking videos. Like what's something that you like really like to watch?
Oh my God. I'm all across the spectrum on like what
you're on the spectrum?
on the spectrum of just like my taste is so diverse and I love all different types of creators. Fuck, that's a really great question, Zane.
I like watching sideshow accident videos.
Wait, sideshow?
Just sideshow accident.
What do you mean sideshow?
You never heard of like sideshows, like Bay Area like sideshows where they like pull up cars and like everybody gathers around in like a circle and they're like doing
doing donuts and
and like people are getting like run over and smacked. Like this one
but
dude,
they're like they're getting hit and getting right back up.
It's crazy, dude.
Weren't they cracking down on this in LA, really trying to get people to stop? This is fucking stupid. If you go to a sideshow, don't go.
I watched one crazy. You know how like cars can like shoot flames out of the exhaust? I saw this one guy. He got run over and his legs were pinned underneath and it was just shooting flames up his ass.
Oh my God. Oh,
horrifying.
Oh my God.
Oh, there was one poor guy. He got ran over and it sucked the pants off of him. And he had his peach out. And yo, everybody in the comments like, yo, why is everybody trying to get a shot of it? People came up and were like, dude, type. Yo, it was like, yo, why is everybody trying to get a video of his peach?
Like, oh, they were just like, specifically getting the
Zane.
Oh, well, I got to see it now. Oh, no. Oh, no.
This is so fucking stupid. Oh!
Everybody coming up with their phones trying to get videos of it. Like his.
Oh, that. Oh, I thought it was gonna be funnier than that.
It's underwear like completely burned.
He fully got run over.
The thing is,
why was he in the pit?
When I see that, I don't feel bad.
It's crazy that there's so many videos like this and people still go and they go in the middle. They want to get run over.
The way I see it is like play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
that's
kind
what
of
my mom
for
always
it.
Said.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and it's like also super fucking reckless, dangerous, super and reckless. Illegal. That's like you're not saying like, oh, I don't feel bad for skydivers because yeah, they are doing something that's
like daredevil.
Yeah, but it's legal, and you're not putting like other lives in danger.
Right, 100%.
It's like this is like clearly that is like that's a. Right, it's a fucking
dangerous,
but also like it's crazy how many people are just
I get those videos all the time on my feed.
I do watch them all the time though.
You watch them too
when they pop up? Yeah, because it's like watching a train wreck.
Yeah,
I love the little videos in India where they're like where it's like a whole line of people and it's like and I don't know, they always have like some ball or something that they're trying to get into, like it's like looks like a cheap carnival game, and they like win a bag of rice.
They win like a bag of rice. They win like a soda. They'll win a.
I don't know. It's just they're just fighting. I think their own
customers can come up and try to win something.
Yeah, it's just these like street videos.
They know what they're doing. I think they're very smart.
Oh yeah,
they know exactly what they're doing, and because it's the same setup, but like it doesn't look authentic. Like it looks like
scammy.
No, not scammy.
But like, they're just getting content because we just watch it.
I watch it all. Every time I pop up, I watch it.
That kombucha did a number on me. That kombucha did a number on me.
Oh, Matt. Zane, did you see the story that's kind of going around right now of the quadriplegic guy?
Who killed people or his like friends?
Bro.
He has no arms and no legs.
How yes, did he do
but
it
did
then?
You see the video of him with the gun?
Like he's in like a bedroom and shoots out the window?
Yes.
Is that when he actually kills him or that was just footage of him shooting gun and showing what he was capable of?
I don't know. I do not think that was the video of it actually happening, but I think he was just being reckless and just like shooting out the window.
That was just a video that they had. They found probably found on his phone.
Wait, quadruple amputee cornhole player accused in
deadly.
Yeah,
he's a pro cornhole player.
Oh wow, look. Oh yeah, he's fucking glocking that. Look at that.
But damn, it's gonna be sucked being like, in jail.
Wait, did he accidentally or he no. like was just like.
They're claiming self-defense now. That's what his defense attorney's saying.
How is he, does he have fingers?
No.
No, he's got like I don't want to say nub, but it's
yeah,
like
get a little appendage.
No, I'm saying, what I meant is he has an appendage that can do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought they were. It was literally just it was not like.
Uh-oh. And he has a swastika scar.
Oh.
Mm-mm-mm.
What are we doing?
Oh, he like cut that.
Oh, that is just disturbing. God. And he's showing it off. No, this guy sounds like a piece of fucking
shit.
Yeah,
let's throw him away.
An amputee. Nah, you fucking suck, dude.
Yeah. That guy doesn't look like he's doing something in self-defense.
No. Yeah, no. And he probably has a shitty friend circle who's like, yeah, come on, man. Yeah, shoot that gun. Like, he probably loves the attention that he gets. And
Was he born like that, or did something happen?
Great question, Zane. I don't know.
We should ask him. We should actually bring him on.
Well, if someone is an amputee, does that mean like it's been post-amputated? Like,
oh,
yes. Yeah.
So that means then something bad happened. He could have had some disease on all of his limbs.
But
also, then what do you call someone who was just born without an arm or a leg? Is that...
Oh.
Paraplegic. Like something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That paraplegic. No, but paraplegic.
Like, not saying that that's a term, but I wouldn't...
I think that term is for everybody, though, because I don't think all the winner, like, or all the athletes in the Olympics are born like that.
They're quadriplegic. It's four.
He's four, yeah.
So, but like, we are not medical experts, so forgive us.
I'm a medical expert, and I'd die on that hill.
I'd love to see you in a lab coat. So what do we...
I honestly think... Wait, what?
Wait, like, just having like a clicker. So what are we here today for? Okay, yeah, you've been feeling sick.
And also, have you ever like tried wearing a stethoscope?
Stethoscope.
And actually like tried to listen? Like, I don't hear anything.
Really?
I don't fucking...
Well, Zane, you're also deaf.
Every time I do, I'm like, what are they listening to? For a little bit, I thought it was like just like a prop.
You had never even had like a kiddie stethoscope, like a Fisher Price one. Those worked when I was a kid, and I would listen to our heartbeat all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess I don't have like...
As a kid, I loved listening to heartbeats. As an adult, I fucking hate it. It freaks me
out.
It's
weird.
It really freaks me out.
Like, you're listening to the heart pumping.
Like, just...
It's gross.
Yeah, obsessing about like your heart rate, that like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Because it can make you go, I think, even crazier.
What's your resting heart rate?
No clue. Probably normal, but
isn't
not
it
like...
Isn't it usually like good? It's like 96.
Oh, that's a little high. It's more like 70.
Sorry, I'm thinking of blood pressure. My bad.
But I know that like if you're like a pro athlete, like if you're like Lance Armstrong or something, I swear it's like 60. Or what is just a normal heart rate?
I think
healthy
is like
65.
Yeah,
a minute.
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Mine is crazy high.
Oh really?
I've checked mine and it's in like the 90s.
Oh, you're a nervous wreck.
I mean, it depends if I'm having like caffeine running through my veins. I'm probably pumping hard.
But you do drink a lot of caffeine though.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're sleeping, like your true resting sleeping heart rate.
I gotta dial it back because I'm scared of kidney stones.
Me too. I'm scared of gallstones too. Because you ever get like just a random like pain in like your upper right abdomen, and most of the time it's gas, but like I Google it all the time where I'm like upper left quadrant. Right,
at least
quadrants.
You know it's not one thing.
Right. But the gallstones, like, that drives...
I told
you
my dad got his gallbladder removed because of the stones, right?
Yes, I remember that.
That was crazy.
But, like, gallstones, you don't pass them. They just, like, collect right there. Kidney stones, that terrifies me, too. Sometimes I've, like, had a sharp pain, like, in my groin, and I'm like, is that a kidney stone on its way out? But it's so punctate and small that it's just not coming through.
Did you see that story of, like, that doctor that...
You ever seen what gallstones look like?
Yeah.
Dude, they're crazy looking.
This doctor I think he got charged with murder for,
what?
He mistakenly cut this guy's, here, hold on.
Yes.
You saw that?
It was he.
What was it?
He cut his liver out when he was trying to remove a spleen?
Yes, ooh, that was it. But he was charged for murder.
Ew, spleen. I always forget spleens exist.
It's a weird organ.
I think that also happened in Florida.
It did happen in Florida.
What does your spleen do? It's like for your endocrine system and stuff?
I think so, yeah.
And your endocrine system is like, I don't know, the sweat and like perspiration and like regulating body temp and stuff?
Yeah.
Ugh, and then livers, like fatty livers, all of that. Oh, removing patient's liver instead of a spleen in fatal surgery. Oh, and so he died? Sorry, Dr. Thomas Shandowski. You're going to jail. You're a dumb surgeon.
Yeah, how long was he a surgeon for? Like, how do you fuck that up?
How do you just look at a liver and think it's a spleen and then you just go cutting without taking...
I guess the dude he was operating on was like 70. I don't know, like, is your spleen is like dark and purple looking. Like, I have a hot take.
Can we talk about it?
What?
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. It's just... So you know how the...
Start screen recording.
Chat, don't clip this. If your dog is getting old, the right thing to do is to put it down when they're no longer able to function properly and live a meaningful life.
That's your hot take, is to put it down.
So I'm saying, like, you put your dog down if they're not able to, like, and it's like the honorable thing to do. Like,
right.
People put their dogs down.
Like, they're hurting. They're hurting.
They are in pain, and it's not a good quality of life.
Why is it not the same for people?
So you want to talk about euthanasia? Well, then that's a tough thing. I think euthanasia should be legal, but I think it has to be under right terms with the right doctor to get that written off. But then that gets very complicated on legal matters, and there could be like cheap doctors who can just write off for anybody to kill themselves.
But I think they do have that, though. Not
in the United States. It's legal in the Netherlands, maybe some other countries in Europe. Okay. It is like allowed.
If you're like 90 years old, you're in pain, you're hurting, you can't function. You're like, I wouldn't want to live like that.
You have death with dignity, and
right?
Like, in not being able to suffer. I am with you on it, but this is like, what are you trying to ask?
Like, I feel like you should, like, if you agree, like, you should be able.
There's
like
a huge God, a lot of people are very religious. That's God tells you when you need to go.
You're saying,
and you don't get to decide, because some people would argue that's like assisted suicide,
right? But then a lot of these people are stuck on. Not saying treatments, but like they're being kept alive.
And they, especially if they don't want to and they want to die, it's really sad, dude. One of my really close friends, his grandpa, I feel like I can say this, but one of my really close friends, his grandpa was like 80 years old. Okay. Like was in so much chronic pain, was having the worst time ever. And so old, probably didn't know that like you could maybe get euthanized or whatever. He was in so much pain, went into another room, wrapped his head up with a towel and had a gun and killed himself. Your family has to find you like that. Like that's like so dark to like share.
But that's
to where, that's what's so sad is some people then have to take it into their own hands to handle it. I agree that I do think assisted suicide, euthanasia.
Here's the thing, and I feel like maybe a part of the reason why they don't do that is because how do you know if they're telling the truth? Like, oh, I'm in pain, but they're not in pain.
And you can't just be depressed too and say, I want to kill myself.
I feel like it would have to be like a medical condition. Like, didn't Dr. Kevorkian, he like went to jail because he would
help people kill themselves. So yeah, and I think there are some states that do allow it. As of April of 2026, 13 states in Washington, D.C. have authorized medical aid in dying. Oh, has it finally passed? The laws often, death with dignity and end-of-life options allow terminally ill and mentally competent adults with prognosis of 6 months or less to live to request medication to hasten their death. Okay.
Aren't there situations where somebody's in the hospital and they are alive, but like, they're barely there, and then they ask the family, do you want to keep him on the
life support?
Like, life support. Wouldn't that be considered the same thing?
Yeah.
I feel like that's even worse because they don't even have a decision. The family member's making the decision.
Yeah. And a lot of things are like, and I know it's kind of a dark conversation, but it was just something I was thinking about.
It reminds me of Pineapple Express where they're getting high and he's like, you ever think about euthanasia? I gotta go, man.
But yeah.
No, it is interesting, but
If I was in a vegetative state, I can't speak for myself, but I would feel bad if like my loved ones thought they had to keep me alive if there was zero success of me ever.
Right.
I wouldn't want to be a burden.
And it's also wild with some people in comas though, they come out of comas.
Comas is different.
That's very complicated as well. It's so layered that like, I don't know. I think more people need to be open-minded to it. It's the people that just think like, no, that's wrong. And that's like, it's more of a religious thing, which I'm like, you're entitled to having those opinions if that's how you want to live and stuff. Yeah. But like, I think you need to be a little bit more open-minded for a lot of other people
and how they want
to exit this earth.
Yeah.
Shuffle off this mortal coil.
Yeah. It's like, again, because people will take it into their own hands and then you're ruining more lives with like trauma and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that one of our friends saved somebody with Narcan at Coachella?
No way.
No, not one of our friends.
One of our friends' friends.
They bring the Narcan or yes. they had Narcan?
They all had Narcan on them.
You know, especially, I mean, I saw a lot of TikToks this year before Coachella saying things that you need to you should have on you. It was yeah. like this, Narcan. I've never even heard of it.
I thought it was like a medical thing that you couldn't even buy.
Oh, no, you can get it on Amazon. And I think there's even like clinics and places where you can get it for free too.
Yeah, but the one that you get from CVS is like very, very small dose of it where I think it's just...
Yeah.
It's pretty much used for
overdose, fentanyl, overdoses,
or any like signs opioids.
Opioids, a lot of it. And I've considered like having it too. I'm not saying like, oh, I'm friends with people who do cocaine stuff, but you can be having
to have that.
It's like having a fire extinguisher. Because if you are having a party with like 100 like some people out at your house, you know, people are could be going to the bathroom up to no good. God forbid if something bad happens, you do have it and you're able to act on it instantly rather than not having it.
Is this only for people that are overdosing on like a drug?
Opioids.
Only opioids.
Yeah.
And is that something where you have to guess? Like if you find this person, like,
well,
you
you gave this, like if you administered it to somebody who wasn't on opioids, it's not going to hurt them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It won't help though if it's not an opioid. Got it.
I know a lot of people who's like, man, we getting dark today. A lot of also like families who maybe have lost like their kids and stuff to overdosing and stuff. Yeah. They become big advocates for Narcan. Yeah. Like if your kids are going to college, like going, I know you're not going to be doing any hard drugs up your veins or your nose, but I want you just to have this just in case somebody on your dorm room floor is going through something.
Yeah.
You can act on it and there's a solution for it.
Thing too is like people that potentially would have, you know, an incident with cocaine, it would be because fentanyl was in it.
Yes. Which this
so
would help.
That would, yeah.
Yeah. Our friend, she was, she went weekend two and, her friend had it on her and this tall guy right behind them while they're waiting for Justin Bieber just started like
seizing
going on the ground
the ground.
And our friend's friend literally took it, has never done anything like this. And usually
and
normally
they bought
the type
it
of girl
like
that
right before as a just in case.
Yeah.
And literally administered to him. And he immediately woke up and was just like
life back in
life back. And then security came and like took him because I think he was on the ground for maybe a little bit where it was
like
guarding
coming
attention.
To grasp with like what just happened.
Yeah. But like he didn't, she was saying that he didn't even realize what just happened.
Yeah.
Like, but he just came out of it.
Wow.
But he was like about to OD on something. I think they were like smoking weed that had something with laced with.
Yeah. And you could also be on other drugs too.
Yeah.
Like, that is wow.
So crazy.
Good on them
but
for
like,
being
I did
smart
not
and
know,
having
I,
it.
Like before this year, I didn't really know that was a like an option to
know
have
that
on
much
you.
About Narcan.
Yeah. Cause I know like people like to have like, what is it? Like
an EpiPen
for
it's, which is like adrenaline, like helps you from being fainted and stuff. But
you should have, I mean, people should have an EpiPen that just like, on them at all fucking times.
EpiPens? Oh, yeah. It's kind of wild.
Like
an
allergic
friends
reaction
who are like, you can have like a bee allergy. You can be allergic to peanuts and you always got to have your EpiPen on you.
Yeah.
Which, like, it's just mad respect for like people who have to like always have that on them just in case. Like, you're leaving the house. Because EpiPen's like a big thing you got to like keep on you.
Dude, I'd be such an advocate for it. Like, that girl probably tells everybody she meets and sees, have one on you.
They're like
just
30
because
bucks.
Of, like, what?
The Narcans, I think, are like $30, at least on Amazon, I know.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're like, I have it always like in my like cart or, you know, like save for later. Because I'm like, is today the day I'm going to buy Narcan? Yeah.
My mom was a paramedic. And what we told her is she had no idea that you could even get it from a CVS. She had no idea. And she's a paramedic. So I was like, it must be like really new. I bet you this honestly got pushed by like parents that like have lost their...
Especially with everything that is like laced now.
Yeah, it's so dangerous. Wow. Okay, well, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Again, you can check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all podcast platforms and every Tuesday video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Yep, and if you want to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, we keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single podcast episode, early access, ad-free. We do a bonus episode every month, a live Q&A every single month. Again, it's on patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Unwinders, we'll see you in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1 second.
Toodles.
Peace.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save